building. You know everybody in the room, we be chilling, we killing on the radio, so I'ma do it. You know what I'm doing, I be influenced with the good music. When I say do it, I get to it. Never jogging or lagging, gotta get this money, so you know I'm money stacking. Woo 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 woo, you ready, y'all?
So headphones are tripping. There's four pairs that work, so should work.
Okay. Y'all check y'all mics. Mic check, mic check. Mic check, two, one, two.
No high school students.
Turn up. Next.
Got Anna, got Jovi, she white, Hannah Montana in the Panamera. She a college girl, but her wrist Katrina. In the kitchen and she baking like Anita. Hit the club, diamond shine, look like I'm drinking margarita. I'm in London with the plug, in the same car as the Beatles. Got Brits in the attic, that Hannah Montana, the mic go crazy. Got Lizzie McGuire, got Liz Lohan, and I can't forget about Katie. I keep the white like the 80s, I keep the white like I'm Shady. Put the white rims on the Mercedes. Young nigga feel like Pat Swayze. Hannah Montana, 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 Hannah Montana. I got my, I got white, I got my, I got white. I've been trapping, 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 trapping all damn night. Hannah Montana, 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 Hannah Montana. I got my, I got white, I got my, I got white. I've been trapping, trapping, trapping.
She dropping and popping no castles. I'm smoking on get like tobacco. I'm drinking on lint like snap. In the vip rolling the cord. Passing out more to forest. They popping on like some skitters. Two bitch want me. Make them in the middle. Hop off in the new Bugatti. Camera flashing paparazzi. She popping that castle and Nazi. The twist of the Rossi on Rossi. She sweating like she ran a mile. She soaking where she need a towel. She sucking her lip button down. She moaning and making no sounds. She can't wait, she's sucking me now.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's going on out there? You listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Raw Radio. I'm your DJ, DJ Major. Next, we got this newscast coming up by Kimi, Lim, and Lydell, followed by a PSA by Lindsay and Tavon. Once again, this Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Major.
This is Lim, Akeem, and Ladell from Free Flow Radio. News update from April 25th, 2014. On Wednesday, there was a fire involving San Jose football player apartment, Jared Leaf. During the incident, Leaf was sleeping in his bedroom all the way in the back. Leaf was injured while trying to escape from the fire. He got a second degree burn on his arm and his back when he ran out of the apartment. NBCBayArea.com published that Leaf said everything in the living room and kitchen room was in flames and he had no choice but to run through it. After he escaped, he was taken to the hospital. Before Leaf's escape, his roommate Clarence Chima called Leaf when he had seen smoke coming from the outside of the apartment. Chima had stepped out to talk to his cell with his sister. When he looked inside the apartment, he saw flames and fire on the couch and walls. Chima said after he called Leaf, he went pounding on neighbor's door and alerting them about the fire, telling them to get out. Chima said he knew likely how this fire was started. He lit a candle on the couch while talking to his sister, and that's what probably caused the fire. The fire ended around 12:20 a.m. He wished that his roommate Leaf could have escaped safely. Luckily, no one else was hurt or injured. The fire damaged 3 apartments, including Leaf's apartment, and displaced 11 people. Neighbor Sean Balcorta, when returning home, had seen the apartment on fire, and people running out saying fire. Leaf and Chima and 2 other students' roommates are now looking for a place to stay, with only one month left of school.
New high school that may be named Barack Obama in Chicago will only accept students according to their test scores. One negative thing critics say is that this will draw in most white families and most likely would not see many low-income Latino families. Many low-income families are kept from top schools, so it's even harder for their scores to rise. This new and improved school seems like it is created to keep out low-income families because most Latinos attend schools in most outdated buildings. White students make up about 9% of the Chicago's public school students population, but 30% at the city top schools. As low-income people get displaced from their homes, they get dropped out of their top school. According to Ray Salazar on ChicagoNow.com, instead of creating a brain drain in our neighborhood schools, selective enrollment high schools become a pipe dream for high-achieving low-income students as our city's demographics shifts.
Are guns beneficial to local communities? Are firearms necessary in order to be protected? Georgia's governor signed the bill for guns everywhere this Wednesday afternoon, which is a Safe Carry Protection Act, which means you are legally allowed to carry a registered firearm into bars, schools, churches, and some government buildings. Also, visitors from 28 other states are allowed to bring a gun in state. This new law goes into effect July 1st, 2014. 6 other states have erased gun laws. 6 other states have strengthened them, and 4 states have both erased and strengthened firearms law. According to www.insight.com, this new law provoked intensive debate about whether civilians will misuse this new law. For example, a person can use their gun for personal issues and can either kill or hurt someone just because they have the freedom to use a gun legally. Others argue that it's necessary for humans to have the right to bear firearms in order to protect oneself from whatever danger may come their way. There are also many countries in the world that have legal mechanisms for private citizens to carry guns for self-defense. For the most part, there is some form of licensing involved, and the difficulty of getting a gun permit varies by which state you are in.
Recently, LifeScience.com published an article stating how Twitter can affect and how it can help us reveal our mood. Through Twitter, researchers are able to see people's mood through their selfies. Author Agata says that the researchers will focus more on image than words. They believe that image can transcend limitation of language, as they wrote in their proposal. Agata also stated their project highlights will be an analysis of selfies that people post on Twitter. For example, people who live in happier cities tend to post more happy selfies. Agata stated that researchers said that image will give us more objective measure of happiness. The same word can mean very different things in different contexts. Overall, the other receptants in Twitters are planning to use the pictures and image, such as selfies, from Twitter to work on other projects such as health, environment, disaster response, and sport to help us understand the more on its information.
New upcoming artist, Los Pacas, just released their new album, El Negrito.
Dun Dun and Ricardo. These young Bay Area artists create a window of inspiration and opportunity for the community. Also, new artist Iggy Azalea posted an album review on MTV.com saying that, because Los Racas are speaking to such an underrepresented subset of American youth, it gives hope and purpose at a level that popular music rarely achieves. This Latin hip-hop duo includes rappers Raka Dun and Raka Rich. These young men represent their Panamanian culture through their music. They have split their new album in two in order to sketch out and contrast their individual personalities. It also helps engage newcomers and gives a breath of what their musical reference are, such as Oakland, Panama, rap, reggae, Latino, and Pan-African influences. The message that these musicians put out to the general public is an uplifting and positive message, spreading the message of Black being beautiful, embracing your ethnic roots, and just having a good time. Stay on the lookout for this album. I am Akimi, that was Lim and Lydell on Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw.
Hey girl,
what's up?
My friend's in hella trouble. She just got kicked out of her parents' house because she's pregnant and is now living on the street.
Dude, that's horrible.
Yes, she ain't coming to my house, so where should she go?
Well, I was driving down Telegraph the other day and saw a billboard for a homeless shelter called A Safe Place. They provide shelter, counseling, and legal assistance.
What's their number?
510-986-8600. However, give them a call.
For sure.
That I really do this. But I really make quality street music. You know what I'm talking about? And it ain't no mistake that I'm this good. I just done seen a lot, you know what I'm talking about? We gon' show the world the definition of real. My brother, you got business, little hustler. We gon' show the world the definition of real. My, you got business, little.
I got my own voice, sing my own hooks. Fresh fade, nice smile, got my own look. I just like to make people happy. Four kids, I just like being a good dad. But I'm a gangster and I rock show. A people person, so you know that Boosie got. Dang, that's a figure of speech. Get a lot of like that when you listen to me. As for my fans, I love y'all. Straight up, y'all a part of me. So when they hate us. Money keep a going, the better thing. May not take it to the bank, I don't make it rain. But I'm fly like Weezy. Plus the hood, man, they believe me like Jeezy. And I just like to have a good time. Hit the yo, smoke one, and put my life in my rhyme. Check.
We gon' show the world the definition of real. My brother, you gotta feel it. Yeah, what's up? We gon' show the world the definition of real. My, you gotta feel it. Yeah,
oopsie bad. Father, forgive me, I was raised on some real shit. So I can't sugarcoat it, you're not a little bit. Inside I'm sad about my dad. Since I lost my grams, I ain't been giving it. But I still hold my head high. And sometimes I cry. But when I cry, man, I don't know why. I feel trapped to be a superstar. 100,000 worth of jewelry to end it. And I spin it, no problem. You don't like badass, then that's your problem. M.O.B. wouldn't give a Tyler. Love cars, love bros with a passion. I ain't never had shit, so I'm flashy. I work hard, go and get it on the road. 7 months run, 750 off of shows. Get it? I'm hood rich, still smoking that good shit. Still got the same hood clips. Straight up.
Hey, 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 hey. You listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. Like I said, I'm your DJ, DJ Major. The song you was just listening to is Show the World by Lil Boosie. Man, I'm happy that he home. You know, it's been a minute since he been out. And, you know, I'm happy that he came out with some new music, man, and some real music. So everybody, you know, don't sleep on Boosie, man. Next we got coming up is some more music, you know, some more slaps. We got y'all all night. This is Youth Radio Raw. Free Flow Radio. Yo, DJ, DJ Major.
That be selling drugs. I'm the one on the back street with the fat heat. Better run like athletes. I'm that new. My Bank of America account got six figures. I'm that nigga on the block. Police pull up. I'm tryna stash the Glock. You that on the low low. You the nigga, you're the one that be talking to the po-po's. Poor shitting on 4G's. Can't afford these. The Panamera on that 911. I call my homies 9-9-11. I'm the one with the juice, but I never do my d- like Pac, they kill you, love. Texas Sin, she got a buddy named Young JB, and now you know the deal. We turned up in the studio late night, that's why the songs that you hear coming real tight. OVO crew, thought I told you, if you a player in the game, this should hold you. And man shot my game, he just rolled through, eating crab out of Malibu and Nobu. A lot of fools putting salt in the game, until these women get the notion that they running the game. They got money that they jumping on the pole to make. Did the model, took a flight to the Golden State. I'm the general, just making sure my soldiers straight. Had to leave my homie, got an open case. But I'm big on the West, like I'm big in the South. So we gon' pay some people off, we gon' figure it out. And my name too big, and my gang too big. Young Money, me and Lil Wayne too big. I'ma crush that ass, even if it ain't too big. I would pinky swear, but my pinky ring too
do,
big.
Do your love.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect. Hanging with the killers in the projects. Tato on the barrel, keep quiet. Catch a chicken looking from behind. OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby Johnson. Wipe it egging out like an outbreak. Chopper start busting, made the house shake. Ogin' the sweeter than a pound cake. Your eyes on your chin, better watch what your mouth say.
Watch it.
Lean with the footballs, got a nigga in the trippin'. Lookin' keep sippin'. Dirty AK with the beam on it. Clip so long, I can lean on it. Free my niggas like behind bars. Move 100 pounds for a lawyer, beat the charge.
Beat it.
Pack tech down, run the valet marshal fault. If a nigga try to rob, I'ma hit him with the hoe. Word on the street, I'm a suspect. Hangin' with the killers in the projects. Tato on the barrel, keep quiet. Catchin' chicken lookin' from behind. OG Bobby Johnson.
Hey.
OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby Johnson.
Hey.
100 bands on your head, get the job done.
Now.
Throw it up, look at where you're from.
Well,
whole hood hot, cause you're in the hidden list.
Lit.
Ain't made a meal yet, but it's still looking rich.
Rich.
Stick 'em up. How you want it?
Look out.
Full of the semi.
Fit.
Looking for the cash. Searching for the
bag.
Young looking wild. Throwing up flags.
Say.
Hey, that's my time for tonight, man. You now listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Raw Radio. You know I'm your DJ, DJ Major. It was nice working with y'all, man. It was nice playing this music for y'all. Turn up, man. Youth Radio Raw, Free Flow Friday.
OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby Johnson.
Hey.
It's the niggas that you trust that'll probably turn fed.
Hey.
Hating on your heart cause you're rocking Hermes. Especially if your money long, guarantee it turn head. Ray Ray, tell it all, gotta watch the sherm head.
Watch
hey. Jealousy, that's a chicken shit, right?
Hey.
These snakes wanna know what you make.
Whoa.
Grab me,
whoa,
hey, do you like the red tape?
Kang.
Y'all working on running with the cannon.
With the cannon.
Never let it look in the
was in the hood working with the Hispanics. Woo. On the phone with the floor, took his bitch Spanish. Hey. Word on the street, I'm a suspect. Hanging with the killers in the projects. Tato on the barrel, keep quiet. Catching the chicken looking from behind. Boom. OG Bobby Johnson. Hey. OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby Johnson. Hey.
You're listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Hipster. Next, we're going to have a commentary by Isaiah and Jayla, followed by a roundtable by Jeremiah. Once again, this is Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Hipster. Cha!
Today, the internet and social media sites are becoming more commonly known and are steadily increasing with the amount of people that use them. But there's also another thing that is rapidly increasing, and that is cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is one of the top reasons why teens are committing suicide or attempting to. Always depressed, cutting themselves, or have low self-esteem. Cyberbullying can be very damaging to teens, especially to the ones who are already going through a lot at home. I was once cyberbullied, and I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror without realizing who I was. Since I was little, my sweet 16 was the one thing I've always looked forward to in life. But when that day came, the unexpected happened. I was cyberbullied by an old friend of mine because I didn't see him explicit photos of me. I never thought this could happen to me, especially by a friend and on my birthday. I stayed in bed crying. I didn't want to get up nor show my face. I felt as if I didn't know who I was anymore. But I knew it was the best if I told someone, so I got up and went to go tell my older sister. Honestly, it was very hard to even get the words out to tell her. But when I did, she helped me through it and told me to stay calm. After I talked to her, I went to my mother. My mother is my biggest inspiration on me. She knows me like no other. So she knew exactly what to say. She told me to lose all connections with that person, and I did. It took me a couple of weeks before I started feeling like myself and being able to go out without worrying about anything or feeling as if everybody is staring at me. With the stories I have heard and a story of my own, I feel that no one should have to go through being cyberbullied. The only reason why cyberbullying is continuing because people are enabling it by liking the post or picture instead of letting the person know that it is not okay. People should not use the internet to pick on each other's flaws. I'm Jayla for Fleefo Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
This is Ariane with a commentary. On Wednesday, April 23rd, I realized I had never had a real relationship with a cell phone. I guess you could say that's one thing that makes me different from the rest of my generation. The only time I had one was when I was in 7th grade, but I lost it on the bus 2 months after. On Monday, April 21st, my English teacher announced that there would be a contest and the first prize is $300. The prize goes to whoever writes the best 750-word essay on whether or not students should be allowed to use their electronics in class, which is another thing that came to my mind on Wednesday. When she told me, I automatically knew I would win, even though the contest hadn't started yet. I knew I would win simply because I thought of an excellent argument as to why they shouldn't be allowed, as well as an excellent counter-argument. I think it's because I've only had one phone, and I can think back and remember how it affected my behavior in class. I was always on it for the smallest reasons. I was texting on the internet, playing games, and I was even checking the time for no reason, even though there were clocks everywhere in the classroom. Today, one major thing that students are on their phone for is to listen to music. I think that students should be able to listen to music while they're doing individual assignments, because it helps them concentrate. I do, however, see where teachers are coming from when they are actually teaching the class and they see someone who has earphones in their ears. If I were a teacher, I would feel disrespected because I noticed that the students who do have the earphones in while the teacher's teaching ask help on the exact same thing they had just taught on the board. And I also noticed that the teacher gets confused and irritated. But I can see why students do that. Teens are under a lot of pressure and stress these days, and bad days happen on a regular at school. So when they listen to music, it blocks out noise and keeps them focused and eventually they cool down. I think students should be able to listen to music during times when the teacher isn't speaking to the class because when you are doing an assignment and you aren't listening to music, you can hear everything and you're easily distracted by the littlest noises. But when you have music in your ears, it calms the body and focuses on the mind. I can see both sides of the fence because a cell phone isn't a priority in my life, but I remember that relationship I had with one when it was. I'm Ariane for Free Fro Radio and Youth Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
This is Isaiah with the review. YG's newest album, My Crazy Life, is said to be the best album of the year. YG has had a wide range of topics, from his at-home relationship with his mom to hitting licks, to how he liked it to see it done at the club. He told the press in an interview, Style-wise, he was aiming to mimic Snoop Dogg's album Doggy Style. YG is probably one of the most notorious West Coast gangster rappers. My Crazy Life might even change how you think about him to this day. In the album, he explains why he does some of the things he does. For example, his addiction and habits. My Crazy Life is cool because it has a story to it. It starts off with the mama speech intro, but then you actually get taken into YG's life. You really get a taste of his life while listening to Meet the Flockers, Really Be, 1AM, and Sorry Mama. In Meet the Flockers, you get a step-by-step process of how YG used to hit licks or rob houses. In Really Be, he explains why he drinks so much and smokes so much. The reasons being, hate from critics and debt to his partners. In 1AM, you're taken on a ride to robbery where YG hits his lick, what is supposedly called homie, before he gets things switched on him and he's headed to jail. In Sorry Mama, he's apologizing to his mom for all the bad things he's done, like insults and stealing, plus not supporting her when she was in a wheelchair and half blind. The New York Times says YG has grown mightily as a rapper, and because DJ Mustard, who produced more than half of the album, has found a way to make his sketches theatrical without sacrificing that urgency. I don't care what music you look like, you could be young or old, YG is real, his album is real. In this album, I would recommend you stop whatever you're doing and go purchase the album right now. It's your boy Isaiah for Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this review and more, visit www.youthradio.org. Alright, y'all.
I'm just you sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard not for me to play. Tell the truth, cause she was you in this booth that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. See, I've been in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. All night laying verses, though I'd rather lay with you, baby.
Hey, 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 radio, once again, you're listening to Free Flow Radio on Radio Raw. I'm the DJ, DJ Hipster. The song you were just listening to was Heaven to Hell, Meek Mill. It's from Meek Mill's new album, Dream Chasers. After the death of Lil Snoop, he came out with some heart-banging tracks. Go clean that up, if you. The next song you're going to hear is Studio by Schoolboy Q. Again, on his album, Oxymoron. Go check it out. I'm your DJ, DJ Hipster. And again, you're listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. Bye. See you guys again. Check.
So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you.
You need a real shouty, so come in, throw that shouty. See, I think you and me can make it. This little verse will get you naked. See, your heart ain't meant for breaking. Cupid's never been mistaken. See, I've been caught up in the moment. Said my type ain't quite a type, but now this gangster nigga own it. She can twist my whip and hit the yak. I can hit your type without the hat. Put that pussy on the map. I see qualities in a bad girl. I know that you got come with attitude and your swag, girl. You ain't wrong, girl. This when that door knock, lose your thong, girl. Cause your girl, cause your girl, girl, cause your girl, girl, cause your girl,
girl. I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard not for me to blaze. To tell the truth, for sure was you in this booth that I was blazing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby.
Throw a low key pussy, girl, you knowing that your nigga faded. Can I hit that pussy way I wanna while this record playing? Put my tongue in different places, play a game of operation. Like, na 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 la 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 la, you get what I'm saying? No metaphors, nothing like that, I'm keeping it straight to the point with you, you. So, I'ma put this up off inside of you.
I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard not for me to blaze. Everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? That's just how just how I feel, trying to reach the things that I can't see.
tell me I'm wrong, wrong. I don't wanna be right, right. If you tell me I'm wrong, wrong.
For trying to reach the things that I can't see, but that's just how I feel. That's just how I feel. That's just how I feel. Trying to reach the things that I can't see.
You listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ D-Money. Next, we're going to have a roundtable by Jeremiah, followed by a review by Jessica. Once again, this is Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw, and I'm your DJ D-Money.
All right.
The Main is an independent five-piece alternative band hailing from Phoenix, Arizona. The band started 7 years ago while two members were still finishing their senior year of high school. Bassist Garrett Nicholson and Patrick Kirch decided to form the band after their previous band broke up. They recruited guitarist Jared Monaco and Kennedy Brock to join them. Patrick's older brother asked his friend John to audition. The early days of the band were spent playing intimate shows, but they have now graduated to playing large capacity venues. Since then, it's been constant touring and releasing music. Their latest release is an acoustic EP titled Imaginary Numbers. Singer John O'Callaghan takes inspiration for lyrics from life experiences around him. Musically, the mellow guitars nicely complement John's raspy vocals and create a melancholy tone. My personal favorite song is Lovely Sad, which I interpreted as being content with feeling sad sometimes, but not letting it affect you long term. It's a reminder that trivial things won't be as important later on in life. The lyrics, Imaginary Numbers Control the Ones We Love, is a realization that our lives are ruled by numbers such as your age, test scores, grade, weight or height. Fate lies within those numbers and dictates our happiness, and we should accept whatever numbers we have. I highly recommend listening to them or at least checking them out. This was Jessica on Free Flow Radio at Youth Radio Raw. For this review and more, visit youthradio.org.
All right.
Since I started going to public school, not a day has gone by in which I haven't heard a comment towards dark-skinned and light-skinned people being two different types of people. The tension between light and dark-skinned people has been going on for a long time. It originated back in slavery when the master would purposely pit the two against one another. The origin of this also traced back to Willie Lynch. Willie Lynch was a slave master that owned well over 300 slaves. This is a quote from the letter he wrote to slave masters on how to control their slaves. Distrust is stronger than trust, and envy is stronger than adulation, respect, or admiration. Another quote from the same letter says, if used intensely for 1 year, the slave will remain perpetually distrustful. And for what I can see, he succeeded in his goal. My whole life as an African-American male, I had this prejudice, not knowing where it was from or how it started. Now at 16, I'm finally understanding my own thoughts. So I'm getting dressed in the locker room. Behind me, all I hear is Team Light Skin and receive a hard slap to the back of the neck. The only thing I dislike more than people being ignorant toward a race is a race being ignorant toward each other. All I hear is light skin think they're perfect. Makes sense. You're dark skin. Sometimes I can't help but laugh. I regularly get the comment, why do you take selfies like a light skin? The verbal argument continues on throughout the whole day. Does the difference of skin color really matter that much, and how does this affect us as a people? Here to help me answer these questions are 15-year-old Isaiah, 16-year-old Jayla, and 18-year-old Liddell. We'll get to our discussion after this. I'm Jeremiah Miller here with Free Flow Radio. Welcome back. So first of all, have you yourself experienced this light skin, dark skin argument? And if so, in what way?
I mean, as a football player, you know, everybody in the locker room be playing around and stuff, but yeah, it happened a lot. We got some dark kids on the team and some lighter kids on the team. People be making fun of them, you know, calling them darky and bad words and stuff, and then the light skins call them
Drake and stuff. But yeah, that's about it.
I actually have a sister who's light-skinned, and my whole mother's side is light-skinned, my whole father's side is dark-skinned, so when they see me and my sister out in public, they tend to, like, say lots of comments and say, oh, one's black, one's white, and they always say, the white one's prettier, or black's just, and, you know, but yeah.
Well, me, I don't really have experience with myself, but I see it all over Instagram. It's like team light skin, team dark skin, jokes, oh, light skin do this, dark skin do that, but not really towards myself.
All right. What are some examples of things you hear on the daily around this topic, and how do you feel about this?
Well, I mean, I heard that, I see it all the time, you know, light skins be taking a pic. I'm not trying to say I ain't got anything against license, but I see him taking pictures with their eyes squinty, you know, eyebrows up, cheesing heck of much, but I mean, I see people talking a whole bunch of mess about it. Yeah.
Well, I actually don't really feel the way. I mean, like, to me, we're just all the same people, just in different skin colors, that's all. We all human, right?
Why do you think people still continue this hype?
Because of Drake.
What? Can you explain that?
Because of Drake, you know, you feel me? He be rapping about how he don't love these females. But then the next song you hear, you know, he be talking about, oh, come back to me, I'm drinking because you left me and all this other stuff. It's Drake's fault. I'm just going to keep it playing, be honest.
I honestly don't know, but it's whatever. I mean, people always bring up the past nowadays, so they just gonna keep it rolling. It's gonna always stay a trend, I believe so.
I think it still has something to do with the Willie Lynch letter. It's still going on, but also social media, kids growing up seeing stuff like that, so they just continue on with it.
What are ways that you think we could stop this from continuing?
I think starting letting your kids know, like teaching them about equality, how everybody the same, it just might look different. Basically that, yep.
No, I agree with Lydell and what he said, but you know, we also could shut down Drake.
I also agree with Lydell, but you know, kids nowadays not going to listen to nobody. They going to go what they want to do and do what they want to do.
All right. Thank you guys very much. This is Jeremiah Miller with Free Flow Radio, the Roundtable. And have a good night.
Hi, I'm Tori Allen with the commentary. 4-10-14, there was a dramatic incident that happened at Ruby Bridges Elementary in Alameda.
This incident took place on campus. A 5-year-old child in kindergarten was threatened to be taken and killed by a student's father, who is in the military as a high-ranked officer. When the mother went to pick up the child, the victim was shaking with dried and wet tears on his face, the mother said. The child explained that the army man came up to him, stating that the child has been a bad boy and that he was going to get him and kill him. The nearest witness was a school teacher. She saw the officer introduce himself to the 5-year-old victim and stated, quote, "You have been a bad boy," stating teacher as witness. Immediately, Alameda Police Department was contacted, as well as school principal. The principal stated to the mother, "Do I have anything to do with this? Isn't it a police matter? My thing is, it happened at your school, so why wouldn't it matter to you?" The officer saw that the matter was so serious, he immediately contacted the district attorney's office. The police officer's partner went to talk to the army personnel. He openly admitted to talking to the child. Once the secondary officer talked to the adult army father, he expressed he had made a bad decision. The officer decided to set up a meeting with the victim's mother to have the army personnel apologize. Once the meeting took place, all legal action departed from the matter and was swept under the rug in favor of the suspects rather than the 5-year-old victim. The meeting had a case closing before the victim's mother could even get a clear understanding as to what her child's rights were and the next step to help the mother file charges. This matter was not given a fair investigation in favor of the 5-year-old, and the mother was told to settle for an apology and let it go. I feel that the seriousness of the threat made by this adult military personnel to a vulnerable child on school campus deserves a formal prosecution, an effort to prevent and protect others from further victimization, and hold the offender responsible for his behavior. My question is, why this is not a matter for the district attorney? Why did the secondary officer undermine the first officer's recommendation to the follow pursuit of persecution? I'm Torian with Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Hey, do you need help with school? You failing in a class?
I don't even know what I'm doing half the time.
You should get help. I know just the place.
Where?
I always go there. It's called the Teen Zone.
Where is it? Is it nearby?
Yeah, actually, it's at the Oakland Public Library.
When's the next one?
It's usually Wednesdays and Thursdays.
What time?
It's from 6:30 to 7:45 p.m., but you should make sure to call first. The number is 510-238-3134.
Thanks so much. I'll call right now.
Passions are passing every rapper who be thinking they average. He rolls up the casket. A fortune, a drunk driver rides a weapon. He crashed it. Who let in the assassin? Too mental to be instrumental. I don't call this rap. This is accidental. But it cuz so gentle. I can't deny it's special. Because a dude like me rapping is coincidental. So I practiced a bit. I didn't follow the script. A lot of dudes struggled. But to me it just clicked. I don't get influenced much unless it's the women I trust. I wanna get deeper, but they only want me to bust. That's why I always end up with half my heart in the trunk. The rest I put in my rap. So if in my way you better duck. And no, I'm not goosing to clear up all that confusion. You say that I'm fake, like when you see fake fusions. But ignorance is bliss. Ignorance ain't this shit you can heal with just a stitch. Let's take it more personal. Praying to God, hoping that he will be merciful. Too bad for you, cause God's acts are irreversible. So listen to me, what the fuck I think these verses for? You can't change who you are, but how you live is more versatile. And I'm far from satanic, but every time I mention Satan, everyone sees the panic. I don't seem to understand it. Going hard on the track, you better find yourself a clinic. I drop real projects, you turn them in, I'm finished. The rap game is live, I'm not playing in a scrimmage. Spitting on the track twice, you would've thought it was a sickness. Would you choose between a gold piece or world peace? I'd rather kill them all before they take my soul, please. I've always been at the sea level, looking for God because I always see devils. This tape is a preview, a trailer if you will. Slowly on the come up, I'm just increasing my skills. Testing my will, pushing my talents. A scholar and a rapper, I'm just scaling the balance.
This is what happens when a kid gets cut from basketball. He doesn't cry about it, instead he writes practice squad.
Hey, you're listening to Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, D-Money. The song you were just listening to was Practice Squad by Natural Born Flow, local group in the Bay Area. That's my boy, Raul Valle. Next song you're going to be listening to is Diddy by Paperboy. It's a throwback, so you ready? I'm your DJ, D-Money. Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ D-Money. Shout out to my boy Raul Valle, my sisters, and all the Hillsdale High. All right, peace out. I'm your DJ D-Money from Free Flow Radio on Youth Radio Raw.